LC1, a new trend, repair cafes. Listen to the radio program about repair cafes. While listening, answer the questions below in about 1 to 6 words or numbers. There is an example, 0, at the beginning. You will hear the recording twice. You now have 30 seconds to read the task.
Welcome to another episode of our program New Trends. Today we say hello to 16-year-old Jonathan, who is a volunteer in a repair cafe in Edinburgh.
Hi Megan, glad to be here.
Hi Jonathan, you don't sound like you're from Edinburgh.
No, I moved here about a year ago with my parents. I'm actually from the United States.
I see. Okay, so tell us, what is a repair cafe?
A repair cafe is a meeting place for skilled volunteers and local residents with broken things.
I see. And why do we need repair cafes?
It's a protest against the throwaway culture. We support repair skills and the community spirit.
Okay. Do you know when that began, this repair culture?
Yes. It was first organized by a Dutch journalist in 2009 in the Netherlands. The first one popped up here in 2011, and today there are more than 1,000 repair cafes worldwide.
Oh wow, I didn't know that. Let's talk about the repairers.
Sure. Often they are retired or unemployed persons, but also young people with special talents. They are committed environmentalists, and they're interested in repairing things for free.
Okay, so what kind of objects do you have in a repair cafe?
Any broken items you can think of. Clothes, electrical devices, bits of furniture, bicycles, mobile phones.
I see. So a lot of different things. And why did you go to a repair cafe in the first place?
Well, I smashed my smartphone screen a while back.
And you didn't want to buy a new one.
Exactly.
I see. So my last question for you. Why do you work there for free?
Three things, basically. The philosophy of zero waste, the satisfaction from repairing things. I'm very good at fixing bikes, and repair cafes are fun and creative.
I can see that. Okay, thank you, Jonathan, for taking part in this interview.
Yes, thanks for the chance to speak to you.
Welcome to another episode of our program New Trends. Today we say hello to 16-year-old Jonathan, who is a volunteer in a repair cafe in Edinburgh.
Hi Megan, glad to be here.
Hi Jonathan, you don't sound like you're from Edinburgh.
No, I moved here about a year ago with my parents. I'm actually from the United States.
I see. Okay, so tell us, what is a repair cafe?
A repair cafe is a meeting place for skilled volunteers and local residents with broken things.
I see. And why do we need repair cafes?
It's a protest against the throwaway culture. We support repair skills and the community spirit.
Okay. Do you know when that began, this repair culture?
Yes. It was first organized by a Dutch journalist in 2009 in the Netherlands. The first one popped up here in 2011, and today there are more than 1,000 repair cafes worldwide.
Oh wow, I didn't know that. Let's talk about the repairers.
Sure. Often they are retired or unemployed persons, but also young people with special talents. They are committed environmentalists, and they're interested in repairing things for free.
Okay, so what kind of objects do you have in a repair cafe?
Any broken items you can think of, clothes, electrical devices, bits of furniture, bicycles, mobile phones.
I see, so a lot of different things. And why did you go to a repair cafe in the first place?
Well, I smashed my smartphone screen a while back.
And you didn't want to buy a new one.
Exactly.
I see. So my last question for you. Why do you work there for free?
Three things, basically. The philosophy of zero waste, the satisfaction from repairing things. I'm very good at fixing bikes. And repair cafes are fun and creative.
I can see that. Okay, thank you, Jonathan, for taking part in this interview.
Yes, thanks for the chance to speak to you.